This is JIS News. Coming up, training of health workers in Ebola response measures underway, Transport Authority improving service delivery through technology, and JIS launches e-store. The news in detail after this message.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the license, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too back with me one another. We no care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
My brethren, the one to others as the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. With a blessed of life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. Over 150 healthcare workers are being trained by two Cuban experts as part of the Ebola preparedness, response and management activities. The training started on December 1 and will run over the next 3 weeks. It will cover epidemiology, patient management, safety, infection control, use of personal protective equipment, risks associated with Ebola and isolation. The training comprises 4 sessions, each being conducted over a 3-day period. Among the participants in the training program are doctors and nurses from the public and private health sectors, representatives from the University Hospital of the West Indies, and the School of Public Health, University of Technology. These persons, along with the 30 Cuban workers who arrived on the island in November, will be part of the team of health staff in preparation for any possibility of Ebola reaching Jamaica. Cuba has also agreed to deploy doctors and nurses to assist in the response should Jamaica experience an outbreak of Ebola. Managing Director of the Transport Authority, Donald Foster, says the entity is improving its service delivery through the use of technology. Mr. Foster says there has been a significant reduction in the turnaround time for processing licenses. In short order, examiners will be issued with computer tablets to conduct vehicle monitoring activities using the Road Operations Management System software.
They can plug in the license number for vehicle and all the information about that operator and about that vehicle will be available online on time. They'll be able to issue summons and so on by using their handheld devices.
Mr. Foster was speaking at a JIS think tank session. The Transport Authority is also developing software towards improving the management of pounds, strengthening partnership with Tax Administration Jamaica, and working on integrating its systems with insurance companies. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says it's time for Jamaica to adopt the Caribbean Court of Justice as its final appellate court. He was making his contribution to the debate on the CCJ bills in the House of Representatives Tuesday. Mr. Bunting says the move to go forward with the bills is about much more than making technical adjustments to the country's judicial system.
Our people deserve to see us lead in this direction towards a national self-confidence and away from a belief in our own inferiority. I fully support these bills.
The government needs a two-thirds majority vote in both houses of parliament to pass the bills and remove the UK Privy Council as Jamaica's final court of appeal. And the Jamaica Information Service has introduced a new method for persons to purchase its media content and heritage-related material. This through its recently launched e-store. Products available for purchase in the e-store include photographs, Jamaican flags, and Christmas cards. E-store project manager at the JIS, Andre Allen, says the stock of material available for purchase will increase in coming weeks.
Currently, we have holiday cards and the 2014 National Honors Awards, 2013 as well. As time goes along, we'll be adding all of our media assets, including television, radio, as well as our print assets, including the books that we sell and souvenir paraphernalia.
The e-store may be accessed at shop.jis.gov.jm. Persons have the option of ordering and paying online. Payments for online orders may also be made at the JIS head office, 58A Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.